This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So here we are at 7 after the hour. I'm looking at all these handsome paid... Look at these people. How come there are no beautiful ladies like Moon Jae-in, who's the new president of South Korea? Good-looking guy. Looks like he should be on Wall Street. Picture of James Comey. Good-looking guy who probably looks like he's probably looking on Wall Street today for a job. Where does somebody who used to be the FBI director go for a job? What do you do?
Private security, I would guess,
you
right?
Think?
Or something like that?
Yeah.
He'll be fine. Or here's a better deal. You write books and you go on the speaking circuit and you make millions.
Yep. And tell the whole truth behind
tell
the scenes.
Tell the whole, right. And go get him. I'm sure somebody's waving a lot of money in front of him for a book right now.
Probably, yeah.
People
or you
still
end up
read
a,
books.
A contributor on cable news and make some money there.
Do that sort of thing. It's, where are we? Oh, it's the DJV experience. I was so busy trying to work on Facebook stuff here. I almost forgot where I was. I'm on the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen. I didn't forget who I was. Jennifer Warren, you didn't forget who you were, did you?
No.
No, okay. Victoria Keelan, did you forget who you were?
Often.
Oh, really? And how could we forget Kara, whose birthday is today?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Go ahead, play your song, Kara. Come on. Give her a chance. Go ahead.
One more.
Which
time.
One? Which one?
Let's do it.
Since we all love Weird Al, here we go.
Happy birthday. Who doesn't love Weird Al on their birthday?
Listen to the lyrics.
Happy birthday to you.
What? I'm sure the lyrics probably aren't good.
We eat a lot of broccoli and drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
A million people every day are starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter.
Oh, boy.
Okay, maybe we should go back to Stevie.
All right.
That one's better.
So here we have a real conundrum, and I would like your opinion on the judge's ruling yesterday that Aaron Hernandez is not guilty of murdering Odin Lloyd.
I think that's really weird.
I don't even get how this works in the justice system. How can someone have been convicted of murder in a court of law and there's no new information except Hernandez is dead, so the judge rules in favor of abating the entire prosecution as if it never happened?
Well, because they have to assume, because he died before he got an appeal. If his appeal had already happened, it would have been, they wouldn't have nullified his sentence. But because he didn't get a chance at an appeal, they have to assume that he would have been found innocent, I guess. It's kind of like when I was in high school and we had the Northridge earthquake and I couldn't take my final, every teacher had to assume for every final that you were supposed to take that you would have gotten an A. So everybody had really great grades that semester.
Mm-hmm.
Really? They have to really? That's interesting.
So this comes from the same page as policemen who shoot guys and then they don't get prosecuted, as an Amtrak engineer who's not going to be charged in that derailment. Remember the train that went off the track in Philadelphia that 8 people were killed and hundreds and hundreds of people were injured. The prosecutors were not able to prove that the engineer acted with conscious disregard when the train was traveling twice as fast as it was supposed to around a corner. They said, quote, yesterday, we cannot conclude that the evidence rises to the level necessary to charge this engineer or anybody else with a criminal offense.
So whose fault was it that the train was going twice its normal speed?
How do you assess you've got damage? And so who gets sued? And how are these families going to be going to find some kind of solace or retribution or whatever the word is?
Right.
I don't get
now, is that ruling, is that from the police or is that from Amtrak?
No, that's from the prosecutor in Philadelphia. That's a federal prosecutor. In Philadelphia, district attorney's office made the statement. Didn't come from Amtrak. It didn't come from outside source.
Are they claiming that it was some sort of mechanical malfunction?
Saying. They have no other comment at the moment. Except the person who is the primary and sole cause of this, this is the group that represented the families. The attorney said the person who was the primary and sole cause of the of this this accident escapes punishment. So how do you then what happens to the victim's families? That's the question.
I guess they could still sue Amtrak, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Then the taxpayer pays. You and me. We pay. That's what it is. Yeah. Come up with some more subsidies. All right. So anyway, there's this business about... Would you explain... Just take 60 seconds or a little bit less, will you, Victoria, and explain what the TSA announced last night was going to happen to people using iPads and laptops on planes now?
Well,
if they get their way.
The TSA has said that they haven't made any decision yet, but Travel and Leisure magazine reported last night that Homeland Security wants to expand the electronics ban to include all of Europe, which means any traveler coming to the U.S. from any origin in Europe is going to have to put their laptops and tablets and anything larger than a smartphone into the checked luggage. Wow. So smartphones only, I guess, is the way that they're going.
It's because there was a what seems to be a credible threat, and we've seen it already happen on that plane, that Somali plane, I guess, that crashed, is that they're building explosive devices into laptops. And so it's pretty credible, and it's not leaving the United States because we actually do, you know, the Xeroxing, we actually look as it goes through the metal detector to make sure that there's no bombs, but that a lot of other airports that are on this list are not actually doing that same kind of scrutiny to check big devices.
So, but what I'm confused about is whether it's domestic, whether you're not going to be allowed to take these on a plane that originates and lands in our country? Is this just international
travel? No,
this
is just European.
This is international.
Right.
So, but right now this is already happening in the Middle East and Africa. I think there's like six or eight countries in the Middle East and North Africa that are already part of this ban. But now they're saying we might be doing it to London and to places throughout Europe because we don't know about the scrutiny on their end. And mostly it's from their end coming here.
Right. So it's, if you are an American and you fly from Boston to London, you're good, but on the way back, you're not.
Right. Basically, I think that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
All right. So the airlines better go back to putting the putting those entertainment devices in the seat back, because the customers aren't going to like not being able to have some sort of connection to that stuff in a time when they're going to pull them all off because they said everybody's got their laptops. What do we need to put the entertainment devices in them for? Hello. Page two. It's 14 past the hour. In a moment, we are going to not only continue celebrating lovely Kara's birthday, but it's a moving month. You know that? May is moving month. And so we have an expert with tips. A lot of people, what happens in the springtime? You clean your house, you move. That's what I did last year in the springtime. I moved from one house to another. So if you're planning on moving, we're going to make it very easy for you in just a moment here.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we have Erin Condren with us. She used to be a stay-at-home mom, but she's figured out how to help people with her. She's got an office at home, and she's put together a lot of websites for people. If you go to erincondren.com, you will find a lot of these tips that we're going to talk about here when it comes to moving. Homeowners setting out to go from one place to another. A lot of homes sell this time of year. So, Erin, what's the number one thing as a professional organizer and designer that you advise people to do when it comes to the challenge of moving?
Hey, Doug. It is a challenge, isn't it? I mean, life can get so hectic, and taking care of the kids and careers, and it's just important to take a step back and get organized. I mean, especially, like you say, if you're planning a big move or a large home project. And that's what I do. I help people. My main goal really is to help people plan out and simplify those daily tasks. And I've partnered with Liberty Mutual Insurance to help all of us really create less worry and greater peace of mind. Because those moves can be very stressful.
So what's the thing that is, I mean, it isn't just for this time of year, but let's take the tips, two or three of them, the ones on the top of the list, to improve people's ability. Do you need to have somebody like you? I remember, well, when I moved, I just moved from one place to another around the corner. So I just had all my guys on my farm fill up a truck and bring the stuff from one place to another. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, some of these things, it's important to get friends and family even involved. I mean, a move can be a total nightmare. You might as well make it fun. I always say, you know, let's get it done so we can just have some fun. I mean, nobody loves to move. So it's great to even get, you know, family and friends that'll help you declutter, right? And just help you make those decisions of, you know what, Aaron, it's time to get rid of this. And then once you settle on what you are bringing with you, it's very important to create a log, like a notebook, where you can have all your valuables, everything there logged, so you know what you're moving, everything's accountable and protected in case of potential damage.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We lost, I had four dumpsters when I moved. This place that I moved from was a farm, and I'd been there for 38 years. I'd built it 38 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it took four dumpster loads of stuff to clear the place out, things that I didn't want, didn't need, didn't even know that I still had. And I would imagine that's the kind of stuff when you do move, there's a, it's sort of like feng shui. You're relieving yourself of a lot of stuff that you don't need around anyway, right?
You know, and yes, exactly. And that's hard to do, which is why we've created this great checklist. And like I said, you can go to libertymutual.com and find it there and even download it and just print it from home.
It's libertymutual.com/master this, I believe.
Exactly, exactly.
Right?
That master this section has all these helpful tips. But this checklist that I created with them really just breaks it down room by room. Things that you probably don't need anymore, and just makes it less daunting, so that you have dumpsters to get rid of and maybe not move with you to your next spot.
All right, but there are other things that we need to keep in mind. Some of the things are too big, too heavy. It's dangerous to do a lot of this stuff on your own, and so there are times when you need professionals to help you out, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, there's certain things that, yes, you can do. And like you said, you could, if you're not moving far, that's fine. But you definitely, and even when you get to the new place, I would imagine there's home improvements and things. So I always say, you know, some of the simpler, easier tasks, do yourself. Be a DIYer, right? Do it yourself. But there's also those, what we like to say, DIY, don't do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hire those pros if it is the professional movers, or certainly when you get into your new space, hire the professional plumber, hire the electrician, be sure to get, you know, references from friends, multiple quotes, just so you're protected.
Yeah, that's a very important thing. I've learned that from my friends, a couple who learned the hard way, that you can really, there are the, it's kind of like flying Spirit Airlines. You pay $10 for a seat and $300 for your bag.
Right.
Sometimes you get a low quote from a moving company, and then, oh, well, when they show up, well, you need to pay for the, there's a cloth, what do they call those things?
Everything, yeah. Every cover, every nickel and dime you.
Yeah, exactly. So that you need to know as well. I'm sure you'll find a lot of worthwhile help. This is a very, I just went to this website, very helpful, libertymutual.com/master this. And get these tips from Aaron that will help you if you're moving. Good luck. It ought to be a fun, exciting experience if you're going to a new place. Don't let it get you down. Take Aaron's advice. LibertyMutual.com/master this for moving tips. May is National Moving Month. Pleasure to have your acquaintance and your information with us here on DIY. DIY. DJV. Aaron Condren is with us.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I'll bet this is a country singer. Anybody want to join me on that bet?
I bet this is a country singer.
You think so? Is this Keith Urban? I bet this is Keith Urban.
That's who it sounds like to me.
Oh, boy.
All right. Country Music Awards, the CMT Awards, full swing. List of nominees is now here, Jen. Let's see here. Let me sort of pick and pull some of the names from those. Keith Urban on the list, no surprise there. Kelsey Ballerini is there. It's a song called Peter Pan. Country music distinguishes itself anymore like it used to for some reason. I thought it just sounds like a reflection of pop music, frankly. With singers that have a twang, that's about it. Use the same instrumentation. That's what it sounds like to me. That may be blasphemy to country.
No, it's the new version of country. I mean, the newer artists do more poppy sounds. I always say it's kind of like there's always folk influence to country music, too.
Ballerini is in both video categories, Video of the Year and Female Video of the Year, for this song. She's also in the running for CMT Performance of the Year for her Shania Twain medley with Meghan Trainor and Jill Scott, which I think is kind of an interesting combo altogether.
Mm.
All right, let's see here. Urban and Blue Ain't Your Color grab number one in the country songs chart this past week. And then there's Thomas Rhett, whose star of the show was at number four this past week. Both of these guys considered leading men. Nods for some of their joint music. Urban and Carrie Underwood's duet, The Fighter, nominated for Collaborative Video of the Year. And Rhett joining Nick Jonas for Close. Why is Nick Jonas, is he, where are we going back and forth here? Is this another example of, like, not knowing really which side of the fence you're on? Is that kind of makes it available for
I think everybody tries to cross over these days, right?
Yeah, right.
It works. I mean, it really introduces, I mean, look at like Nelly and Florida Georgia Line. That totally worked, and no one ever would have thought that would have worked out. Or the Backstreet Boys with Florida Georgia Line.
So good. All right, so the Country Music Awards are on 8 o'clock on the Country Music Channel, right? Don't they have a CMT?
CMT?
Yeah, June 7th, 8 o'clock, for those of you who are big followers of that. Another country great is Brad Paisley, who's got his Weekend Warrior Tour set up. He has an album that took a long time for him to put together, Love and War. He says,
he hasn't had a new release in a very long time.
Why? This is 3 years in the making. He's got a lot of people on it with him, Mick Jagger, John Fogerty, Timbaland. He says now that the album is finished, he's going to hit the road to support this. That's what they do, a lot of these people. Darlene Love, I was talking about seeing her last weekend. She was out in part to promote. You pay to see them promote their new album.
Right.
Yeah, that's about right.
What's wrong with that picture?
And they'll give you a few of their old hits.
Yeah, right. Thank you. So, this is there's a visual component to this Love and War. It's the first, he calls it visual album. What does that mean, Jennifer? What is it?
That there's probably video components to it.
Well, there's video right all the time now. There's nothing new with that.
Well, I mean, maybe his visual album. I mean, is that what he's talking about? I would imagine.
But how is that different than a video?
Well, normally you don't buy the videos. Normally the videos are just on YouTube or something like that, and you watch it. But when he releases it, it's all going to be the songs and the videos together, and you purchase all of it.
It's like a movie that's scored with the album.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, when Beyonce's Lemonade came out last year, it was basically a film that you could watch on HBO, and it just had all of the music with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a way for artists to show another creative side.
Got it. All right, the Weekend Warrior Tour tickets on sale now, and I'm sure you can buy them and maybe save a few bucks before all the scalpers get a hold of them. That's the story on Brad Paisley. Yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
28 past the hour on the DJB show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the best way to feed a pet is several small meals daily. It's healthier and will make your pet feel more comfortable. You know, a lot of people assume that they only have to feed their dog one meal a day. Now, nutritionally, that may in fact be enough. But what about the hunger? What about the feeling your pet has in their stomach? A pet that's hungry is about to get into trouble, just like a person with an empty stomach. It's much healthier, much better for your pet to feed them several small meals throughout the day if possible. Years ago, everyone recommended that you feed a dog three times a day as a puppy, then twice a day when they get a little bit older, and when they reach a year, they only need one feeding a day. Well, let me explain to you that when your dog's belly is empty, as a behaviorist, I know that feeling, and that's when they get in trouble. So small feedings throughout the day, it's healthier for your pet, and at the same time, it may avoid your pet's gaining weight. And as we know, canine and feline obesity is one of the biggest problems vets see. So feed several small meals throughout the day. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
1-800-660-1297.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Birthday celebrations for all of you who have birthdays today. Happy birthday. It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. And what in the world do we have here? Kara Schillen is 25 years old today, making a major attempt at becoming an adult. And
yeah, you can rent a car without extra fees.
Yeah, that's it, right.
The perks of being
of being a 25-year-old.
Now you're going to have your quarter-life crisis, which is a real thing.
Really? What happens?
It is.
Wow, something to look forward to.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Can I save that until tomorrow? Or do I have to have it today?
Right. No. Enjoy today, then start tomorrow.
Thinking back to when I was 25, I had a daughter when I was 25, been married for a couple of years.
Wow. Whew, I don't
miserable.
Have that.
You have a good life and keep it going. Just don't get yourself bogged down with any one of those ugly guys that are chasing you around. It's not worth it.
I'll do my best.
Thank you very much. All right, here's some good news. There's a lot of news lately about what's going on in solar system, and special focus on Saturn with the Cassini spacecraft. Look at there's some more This is really amazing. It takes my breath away when I look at these. The pictures of how small the gaps are that separate the rings and the top of Saturn's atmosphere. And you can kind of clearly see it if you look at some of these pictures. And I'm doing my best to, this is a radio program, so there are no pictures unless we were posting stuff on Facebook. But you can Google this and see it. And so either I describe it now and you look at the pictures, or you just take my excitement and later on today, just for a minute or two, when you're grabbing a moment, you look, just go to Google either Saturn or Cassini, and you'll see these pictures. This is the largest planet in our solar system, and the video that you can see that NASA has released has a color view that is, you'd think you were taking this picture with your camera. That's how close up and how fabulous. Now, remember, this thing left the Earth in 1996, so it didn't have the same kind of technology. Look at how much even your iPhone camera has improved since they were developed, what, 10 years ago, 12 years ago? So imagine what they had at their disposal to use, even though they used the best in 1996, and you can imagine if we were sending this spaceship up there today, how much better? You couldn't imagine the quality being any better than these pictures are right now. The whole inside of Jupiter, you can kind of see, and they're able to figure out what the relationship is with the gas and whether this will be a... The question that's come up here more often than not is this the way the Earth used to look? Is this the way our planet was before it solidified? And will Jupiter sooner or later become another planet like the Earth? I think it's too far away from the sun for it to support life, but you never know. I mean, what's going on? And when you think that there are these planets, this is the other thing. We got into this heavy discussion of God and religion yesterday on the program, and I got some shots from some people because of my point of view. This sort of thing, though, these gigantic oval storms that you see on Jupiter, these stunning images that show you these huge storms on the poles and stuff, and then you think, okay, if what scientists say is true, that these storms are an indication that the planet is solidifying because there's actually weather on the surface of the planet. If it was all gas, there wouldn't be any weather. So you look at this stuff and you just think to yourself, is this the way all planets are formed? Are we watching something miraculous, the formation or the solidification of another planet? And when you think, okay, so we got 9 or 10 planets, depending on who you listen to, in this solar system, and it's one of the smaller ones in our galaxy. And our galaxy is one of the smaller galaxies in the universe. How many different places around is there where the gas, all these gases have come together to solidify to form a planet? It just, the sun is nothing but a big ball of gas. And how does it exist? People keep trying to figure out how much is left of it, when will it expand and blow up like all these other things that we see. Remember, wasn't it last week or the week before we were talking about some of the pictures that came from Cassini that showed what happened 12 million light years ago? We're looking at light through this camera that actually existed 12 million light years ago.
Wow.
It can't even, so listen to Victoria. Well,
I can't, because I'm trying to. It's hard to fathom.
Makes your brain hurt.
Yeah, yep. It does. All right, so let's come back to Earth and see if we can figure this out. Last year, according to the Department of Transportation, 3,129 people were killed because they were texting.
While driving, or?
Yep.
Oh, that really makes me angry.
3,129 people killed in distracted driving crashes. Now, these are not necessarily just not the perpetrators, but people who are victims of texting. Because you're texting, and so the next thing you know, you got a head-on crash with somebody. You kill them, you're still alive, or maybe you're dead too.
There have been, just in New York City where I am, there's been so many people, and these are pedestrians who are at fault, but they're texting and they're not looking and they're walking into
traffic.
Walking
on the street.
Yeah, they've walked into traffic. I mean, there have been so many people hit by cabs and cars. It's crazy.
Yeah, then they sue them.
Somebody. Yeah, of course. They sue the city, and it's, you know, everyone else's fault.
Right.
But the driving, the texting and driving, I mean, I drive on most weekends down to the Jersey Shore from Manhattan, and I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway, and those are two big, if I was in California, I would say freeways. So, but they're very busy
roads. But they
are
freeways because you have to pay a toll on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Is that really why it's called a freeway?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're free.
They aren't really free taxpayers,
but right. Well, that's true.
But
free by California standards.
Yeah. But anytime you see somebody sort of swerving into your lane, I mean, you have to really practice defensive driving, like that old school way of thinking, because anytime you see someone drifting into your lane and then you pass them, you see that they're on their phone. It's so dangerous. I've seen so many accidents happen because of this. It's crazy. I don't know why people can't put down your stupid phone.
I'd say that
sometimes
was the message.
We're bored. We're bored, Victoria. Sometimes we're bored.
Yeah, it's all about you. It is all about you. It becomes all about you. All right, let's get to Biff. And who's going to do the bees story? The bees who love
the bees
baseball.
Bees.
Yes, the killer
Jen's
bees.
Jen's a baseball fan.
Yes, Jennifer loves
baseball.
All right, so bees.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because baseball... Ben, Betty, Betty,
very good
me.
To you.
What was that from, by the way?
I've never heard that. What is that?
Baseball, Ben, Betty. Was it a Saturday Night Live sketch from before?
I don't know. That's a great thing.
Remember that one, though?
Oh,
baseball,
yeah.
Ben, Betty, Betty, good to me.
Yeah,
all right,
kinda,
well.
From when you remember some of those things like pizza, hamburger, 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 Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi.
No Coke, Pepsi, Pepsi. Yeah, that's
right.
That's baseball, Ben, Betty, Betty, good to me. All right. Yeah. Bees love baseball, and they seem to set up shop in various parts of Major League Baseball ballparks. Look, it's summer. It's nice. Why not?
Yeah.
That continued before Sunday's game at Kauffman Stadium, as the Royals and the Indians were set to close their series in Kansas City. Stadium staffers rushed to the upper deck as a bee swarm settled in the level's first row to create a hive. They're busy little bees. Luckily, a member of the Royals' ground crew is also a professional beekeeper, which was pretty convenient. He arrived at the upper deck to remove the bees humanely. He didn't even need a beekeeper suit. He's that good. And the humane removal is important to emphasize because a bee delay during a 2016 spring training game against the Rockies resulted in an exterminator spraying the bees. Royals manager Ned Yost was not happy. He said at the time, to just arbitrarily kill a bunch of bees makes zero sense to me. I'm a conservationist. I love conservation. I love the aspect of wildlife fish. I love that stuff. So it was nice that they were able to get them out of there without having to use the poisons and the stuff that they normally use to have to move a bit of bees. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So the Royals, good for them, handled the situation right this time around.
Let's hear it. Hip, hip, hooray for the Royals.
Yeah.
Hip, hip,
hooray. Hooray for that guy, because the pictures, I mean, there were thousands of
bees. Tons of them, right?
Swarmed all over him, and he didn't even look like he was,
you know.
He
didn't even put a bee suit on.
I know, and he didn't look concerned at all, so I'm sure he got stung.
But he was told to be careful.
That's right. Well,
sure
what was it just a few weeks ago, maybe during spring training, when that big swarm swarmed the mound? Do you remember that? All the baseball players ducked and covered? Yeah.
Look out below!
Bees!
Yeah.
The bee's knees.
Bee's knees. Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, there it is. 45 past the hour. Another Mother's Day. I was told last night that there were no free sheets going in a particular direction, and I sort of chuckled at the suggestion that just because you know me, that means you're supposed to get free sheets. What's the story here? Free sheets, well, not free, but good. They are a very good investment for your mother for Mother's Day. You want to get into bed with the best, right? I don't know. It's always yucky, though, when kids think about their parents and, you know, the horizontal mambo.
Nobody
wants so, this
horizontal
is not,
mambo.
Well, what do you call it? Can you imagine?
Don't call it that, but
well,
it's
but
funny.
You don't want to think about your parents and how they made and created you, do you?
No.
Who wants to think
about
that? Yeah,
what's wrong with that? Who's going to answer that? Creepy person,
right.
Please.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the point of this is not the distracted conversation we're having, but the idea of getting your mom for Mother's Day some new sheets for her beautiful bed, make it even more beautiful. Parachute makes the best bedding, more comfortable home improvements via sheets and towels and all sorts of accoutrement.
You like that word?
I love it. That's a great word. Accoutrement. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Order your mom some sheets and get them in time for Mother's Day. Today's Wednesday. You still got time to do this. They can overnight them. I would say you could order these through Friday and get them delivered. If you get them, if you go to parachutehome.com/DJV and order a new set of sheets for your mom for her bed for Mother's Day, you'll get them. If you order them Friday, you get them Saturday. I think you'll be okay. So why not? Do it now while you're thinking about it. There are all kinds of ways. You've heard the ladies extol the value and virtue of this. I love these sheets, frankly, and I've never been a sheet snob, or I wasn't until about 5 years ago when I was introduced to some of the finer things in life, including really good sheets. But these are better than really good. These are the best. And the ladies have been around. They've slept in lots of beds, and they've been under lots of sheets.
Thank you.
We've been around.
As far as I'm concerned, that's enough of a recommendation for me to suggest to you that you get these sheets from parachutehome.com/DJV for your mom for Mother's Day, all right? Just don't think about what she's doing with your dad. Just think about the sheets and how comfortable they are. All right? Is that it? Is that helpful? Doesn't make it seem so. Yeah. Thread count, forget about that. Let's get the real quality, the Egyptian cotton, the fact they're stitched together in Italy, shipped over to their warehouse in Venice Beach, and then from there, it's nothing but hip, hip, hooray. By the way, didn't I see address again? Visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Venice Beach has, by the way, Jennifer, banned fast food. I find this laughable. Anybody who's been on Venice Beach knows it's
Venice
nothing but
Beach, California, or Venice,
junk,
Italy?
Junk joint. I'm talking about Venice Beach, California. This is Venice, Italy, I know that you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
But I was just trying to think about what it would be like if we banned fast food on Venice Beach like they did in Venice, Italy. Venice Beach is
nothing.
Would
Venice happen?
Does Venice Beach have a problem with, like, garbage and stuff?
Yes. Okay. Are you kidding? Oof. I had a house there for a couple of years. A block off. I was right behind Julia Roberts' house. She has a house on Venice Beach, and mine was right behind hers. And the noise and the junk and the garbage.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a big party beach. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Venice is doing
expecting
it to preserve the city's character, and I'm not sure
Venice Italy.
Yeah, Venice, right, Italy, yeah, is. I'm not sure Venice Beach has much city character to preserve.
There's lots of characters, believe me. There are a lot of characters. Isn't Venice Beach like the Muscle Beach, right?
Yes, that's where it is.
From, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, right. But it's now just become honky-tonk. And it's a tourist place, like Venice, Italy is. But it doesn't have a St. Mark's Square, that's for sure. So what are the Italians doing?
Can we be honest? When you were looking at that story, you thought Venice Beach was doing the fast food ban, weren't you? It's okay, Ducky.
He's California dreaming.
You think you're so smart.
No, I don't.
The problem is, you little... I just want to...
See? See the treatment? You always talk about, oh, there's disrespect.
Listen to this.
How about us? We get name called and shamed.
But she knows me too well, and then she uses it against me.
I know. It's true. Not all the time. Just some days.
They're laughing.
That's all right. It's fine.
Yes, it is.
I was just thinking, what if we banned fast food in Venice?
Yeah, what if you did?
All right. Guilty. Parachutehome.com/DJV. Get your kids for your mom there.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And
And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Which this is my favorite. All right, it's 53 minutes after the hour now. Warren Eckstein is here, your animal's best friend. I love Warren. I seriously love him. I love his attitude. I love his knowledge. I love everything about him, except what is it's not. Denise has dibs on all the other things. I just love him because he's a great guy. How's that? That good, Warren? You okay?
I'll take it.
All right. So there is a transgender dog making the rounds. Yes, you heard me correctly. A transgender dog. We'll find out about that, and I'll report to Warren and you how Millie did after her operation yesterday, coming right up here.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. This Tuesday through Thursday, pros get 5% off all purchases in-store and online. Or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college. For their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
All right. Well, our next guy from the Pet Show is here with us on the DJV Experience. This transgender dog, tell me you're just kidding.
No, I wish I was. I was at a remote broadcast this past Saturday in the San Fernando Valley. And this rescue. Whenever I do a remote, I always have a lot of rescue groups with me so these dogs and cats and whatever can get adopted. However, some group came to me and I said, Warren, this is a transgender dog. And I said, explain a little bit more to me. It seems that this dog was really, really abused. Not so much beaten, but just totally neglected, put in a cage 24 hours, 7 days a week for like a year. And he became a self-mutilator. And he chewed his paws pretty much off.
Oh.
And he chewed his penis off.
Whoa.
So when they took him to the veterinarian, and the veterinarian had to do some surgery to kind of figure things out, the vet literally said, this is now a legitimate transgender dog. We're going to change his microchip. We're going to change his records now from male to female. And literally, it's a legitimate story, but it really threw me after 40,000 animals later. First transgender dog I've ever met.
Wow.
And thank God they had a good, thank God they'll find a good home for him now. That's important.
Yeah, right. Millie, the dog that Meredith and I found in a kill shelter in Brooklyn 2 years ago, actually next week, picture on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, and I think we posted it also, Victoria, at the DJV show site, asking people to have a hold of good thought. This is becoming more and more a common operation that I find wondering, Charlotte had it done. And I'd never heard of it before, and now Millie had to have it done because their knees get weak. And an animal communicator told Meredith that it was because Millie said she didn't get proper nutrition, and that's usually the problem with these sorts of things. This dog, Warren, you haven't met Millie. She can run faster than any dog I've ever seen, like a bullet. And so you need strong knees, obviously, and legs to do that. And so hers, somehow or other, this past winter, we're compromised. So first of two operations yesterday, we went to see her last night, and she was groggy, and, you know, the IV is there, but she looks like she's going to be fine. But I wonder why these are more common now. Do you know? These operations?
I think because, you know, we became helicopter pet parents. And I think very often we don't give, you know, when I was growing up, my dog was out in the backyard. He'd be running with me, playing with me, playing with the other kids in the neighborhood. Nowadays, the average dog is pretty much a latchkey dog. They're in the home most of the day because people are out there working. So I don't think they're getting the exercise that they did on a regular basis. And therefore, like the weekend warrior who goes for a long jog, they're going to hurt themselves. But it's also important, and this is critical. People need to understand that these problems can be created just from the fact that they don't keep their dog's nails clipped. It can create a lot of problems for dogs out there.
Well, her nails are clipped regularly, that you can be sure of, but it really is. That's interesting.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.